Opportunities to sign up for the national list have been moving from west to east so that organizers aren't overwhelmed by the demand. There seems to be a lot of it in Wisconsin. Just a little more than a million people are on Wisconsin's blocking list. Glenn Lloyd is a spokesperson for the State Consumer Protection Department. He says being on both lists will add a little protection for consumers, but he says Wisconsin's list is actually more thorough.
Let me give you an example. Say that you canceled your long-distance service. Under the federal rule, that long-distance provider could telemarket you for 18 months afterwards trying to get you to sign up. In Wisconsin, when you cancel, that telemarketer cannot call you anymore.
Despite the popularity of the Wisconsin list, there have been 3,000 complaints filed with the state over calls still coming through. Lloyd claims even those who call to complain say they've been getting a lot fewer calls than they used to. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.